This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The NATO summit begins today in Washington, and host Joe Biden is on a blitz to persuade Americans that he is still up to the job as president after that rocky debate performance.
The White House is struggling to answer questions about President Biden's health and medical history after his terrible debate performance last month raised questions about his ability to lead the nation.
Guys, hold on a second.
At Monday's briefing, spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre faced repeated questions about whether the president had more than the cold and jet lag he blamed for the debate showing as part of his extensive yearly physical exams.
The president has seen a neurologist 3 times.
Jean-Pierre stressed there were no other visits with the neurologist and that the most recent in February showed no signs of any neurological disorder. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Hurricane Beryl's been downgraded to a tropical depression, but it's blamed for several deaths and damage after it slammed into the Houston area yesterday.
Electricity is starting to return to the homes and businesses that lost power during Hurricane Beryl on Monday. Beryl weakened to a tropical depression from a hurricane later Monday, but not before killing several people in Texas and at least one person in Louisiana. I'm Donna Water.
Much of the nation still sweltering in that heat wave that has seen many places in the West tie or break heat records. The Pacific Northwest, too. It's going to be 106 degrees today in Boise, Idaho. A Massachusetts man has regained his voice after surgeons removed his cancerous larynx and, in a pioneering move, replaced it with a donated one. This is AP News. Donald Trump is talking about President Biden and his troubles. The AP's Julie Walker.
Former President Donald Trump is getting back on the campaign trail, rallying voters at his Doral Golf Club in the Miami suburb. Trump still has to announce a running mate and is nearing that deadline. One contender, Senator Marco Rubio, will be at the event along with other Florida politicians. One says it's meant to show party unity in comparison to the Democrats. In an interview Monday with Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity, Trump talked about the controversy swirling around his competition, President Biden, saying he might very well stay in the race. Quote, it's hard to give it up that way, the way they're trying to force him out. I'm Julie Walker.
Most medical students at Johns Hopkins University will no longer pay tuition thanks to a $1 billion gift from Bloomberg Philanthropies. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
You've finally broken loose from work. 3 friends, 1 tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.